response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
98.5 KRZ, what up? It is Lissa Lou with you. I got this DM from a young listener yesterday. I follow her on Instagram. She follows me on Insta. We've messaged a few times, but she's starting high school and she's nervous. And she said, Lissa, what advice would you have for someone starting high school? Because you seem to have your stuff together, which is a delightful misconception, by the way, dear listener. My stuff together. I wish. What advice would you have? Before I tell my advice, 1-800-222-0985. First time at high school. If you're not nervous, I think that would be weird. I think everybody's nervous going in, right? And I'm reading this comment thread on our KRZ Facebook page, and my advice kind of goes against a lot of what people are saying. It's going to be an unpopular piece of advice. Let me just read what some people are saying first, and then I'll tell you what I think. Donna said, enjoy it. You are young. Learn as much as you can. Even when you feel life isn't fair, it's not fair, but appreciate those who want the best for you. I loved school even on the not so great days. Okay, I like that. Good attitude, Donna. Chris said, be happy. You will see all of your friends again. Okay, I think telling somebody to be happy is kind of like telling somebody to calm down. It very seldom has the desired effect. If someone walks up to you today and you're kind of in a funk and they go, well, just be happy. You go, oh, that didn't occur to me. Thanks. Chris, I'm not knocking you, but I'm just saying, just telling somebody to be happy. I don't know that that's really helpful, but I like that. If that's your preset, if that's your factory preset to be happy, Chris, I like it. Debbie said, make the best of it. Join everything you can, get into the mix, and just have fun with it. Steven said, it will go by quickly. Now that one I do agree with. Steven, it does go quicker than you think. And every time I dreaded a school day, it was usually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Usually. But here's my unpopular opinion, dear listener. If you are dreading it, because I did not enjoy high school. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I had great teachers. My dad was the superintendent, great school system, love public schools. I still did not enjoy it. And I know it's cliche to say that you were bullied, but I did have a group of girls that really decided from day one, they were gonna hate me. And they just tried to put me in my place for about 4 years solid. And it just got really old. Thankfully, I had two best friends that were my sidekicks. And when they weren't there, if they were ever sick or not in school, I just kept to myself. So this is my unpopular opinion. Again, this is just me talking. It's okay to just keep to yourself in a little turtle shell if you have to. And I would give that advice to adults as well. If people are being mean to you and they're just targeting you for no reason and you're a nice person, I was always nice. I was always kind. But if people have decided they're going to be mean to you and they're not going to like you and give you a hard time, it's okay to keep to yourself. You don't have to join things. You don't have to put yourself out there and get in the mix. It's okay to just hug your school books like a little baby and walk down the hall and look at the floor and just be alone. I'm sorry if that sounds bad, if that's bad advice. And you can call me out, 1-800-222-0985 if that's horrible advice. I think it's protective. It's okay to just keep to yourself and have one or two really good friends. It's better to have one or two good ones than a million fake ones. That's my advice. Oh, dear listener, I feel for you. I am not envious of that time, but I do think, like I said before, it's never really as bad as you think it's going to be. You'll be great. And I know you from social media a little bit, just on the periphery. I've never met you, but I know you. And the image that you project is a very positive one and a very sunshiny, light energy. And I think people are going to love you. And you probably know a lot of your friends from before that are going to be with you. Everybody's first day is their first day. So they're all going through the same thing. So just stay strong. You got this. You got this.
98.5 KRZ.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.